From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. Congress is on the verge of a final vote to fund the troops in Iraq and Afghanistan. Last-minute lobbying by President Obama appears to have broken an impasse. Other issues were delaying the $100 billion measure, issues that did not involve combat operations. One of them was the question of what to do with the detainees at Guantanamo Bay. NPR's David Wellner reports now on how the Obama administration both got and gave to get a deal.
It was President Obama's request for an additional $80 million to help close down the prison in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, that first got the war spending bill in trouble. First the House and then the Senate kept that money out of the bill as lawmakers from both parties railed against the prospect of suspected terrorists being transferred to the U.S. mainland. Still, the White House persuaded lawmakers to include in the final version of the bill a provision that does allow Guantanamo detainees to be brought to the U.S. to stand trial. But the bill also forbids releasing those detainees to the U.S. or keeping them after their trials in U.S. prisons. Illinois Democratic Senator Dick Durbin, who's a close ally of the president, says Congress wants more from the White House.
I think the administration is going to have to show that they have a plan and how it will work to allay the fears that some people have. I think some of those fears are unfounded, in fact, but in political reality, we have to face them.
The Senate further complicated things by adding two controversial items to its version of the war spending bill. One of them was $5 billion requested by President Obama for the International Monetary Fund. House Republicans, who'd almost all voted for their chamber's version of the bill, said they wouldn't vote for the final version if it still had IMF money in it. It does. So to ensure the bill's passage, House Democratic leaders have to persuade some of the 51 anti-war House Democrats who'd voted against the war funding bill to switch their votes. But many of those anti-war Democrats opposed a different provision added by the Senate. It barred the Pentagon from releasing photos of detainee abuse. If they were even to consider switching their votes, they said that provision would have to go, since they said it defied the Freedom of Information Act. And it did go. South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham co-sponsored that provision. Removing it, he says, sends a very bad message.
It's a message to our men and women in uniform that the House of Representatives Democratic leadership does not have your back.
As it happens, a federal appeals court issued a stay yesterday that prevents those detainee abuse photos from being released at least for several more months. And President Obama, concerned about rounding up votes, urged congressional negotiators yesterday to drop the provision and promised to do all in his power to keep the photos from being released. Connecticut Independent Senator Joe Lieberman, who'd threatened to filibuster the bill if the photos provision were taken out, now says he'll vote for it.
And I will, because, of course, it's always my inclination to vote support our troops in battle, which is essentially what this supplemental bill does.
And some of the House Democrats who plan to oppose the war spending bill because of the ban on releasing photos now say they, too, will vote for it, including New York's Louise Slaughter.
I'm okay now. They took it out. Should never have been there in the first place.
Still, many other House Democrats who opposed the war funding bill before say they will vote against it again next week. And if disgruntled House Republicans make good on their threat to oppose the bill as well, that could be a very close vote. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.